You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, August 15, 2018, week 256. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it is Destiny Pizza. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
Time for some Weeviewed Reviewed. Let's get into it.
All right. I saw a movie called Blind Spotting.
With one of my favorite people in the world, Janina Gavankar.
Yes.
You didn't see it with her, but she's in the movie.
Oh, okay.
If you saw it with her, I'd be extremely
That'd
jealous.
Be crazy. But it's the dude, the main dude.
David Diggs.
Yeah, from Hamilton.
I don't think you're selling himself short. He's in other stuff, I think.
What's he in? That's his big thing, no?
That's his big thing, yeah.
That's what he'd be known
for. He's Thomas Jefferson and...
Yeah. Just saying his biggest thing. Apparently they've been trying to make this movie for a long time.
Yeah. He had a recurring role in Blackish, and he was in Wonder.
Yeah, so Hamilton is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
If I say the dude from Hamilton, but that's not Lin-Manuel Miranda that most people know.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
yeah.
All the original cast, I feel like, are pretty big.
Yeah, true.
Moana.
True.
Yeah, the dude from, he's in some TV show that my parents watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Hamilton.
Yeah.
David Diggs.
Let's just say that musical did very well. Really helped people's careers. Yeah, so this movie is about Oakland. It's a very Oakland-centric mm-hmm. movie.
Oh, he was in Ferdinand as well.
Oh, he was a voice. Well,
Dose.
Obviously. It's an animated movie. Yeah, so it's about Oakland. It's about this guy from Oakland. And the movie takes place like the three last days of his probation. He just got out of jail and he was on a year probation. So he's living in like a halfway house. And it's like his last 3 days. And he's friends with this dude. And this dude's always kind of getting him into trouble. And it's basically about him trying to survive those last 3 days, but his friend kind of gets him into trouble. And yeah, there's a lot of things going on in this movie. It's also about gentrification of Oakland.
Yeah, it's a real issue right now.
Yeah. And it's a very stylistic movie. It looks really cool. It was shot really well, which was interesting. And like I saw the trailer for the movie was like really good. Like, the trailer didn't really sell me on this movie. I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, this is one thing, and then it was, like, kind of different when I saw the movie. So, the trailer didn't really sell me on the movie, but the movie was really good. Because there's a lot going on in the movie. Just, like, a lot of things. And there was also, like, police brutality in the movie, and pretty much, like, judging people by what they look like, and
mm-hmm.
people thinking, like, judge...
I think that's considered, like, racism, is the word you're looking for.
Well, also, but it also happens because his friend's, like, a white dude, but he's, like, from Oakland. But then there's, like, a lot of white dudes in Oakland are just, like, people who moved in. And like,
who are, like, hipsters and stuff.
Yeah, and they're, like, if they're just looking at him, they could think he's, like, a hipster, but he's, like, from Oakland.
Yeah.
He's, like, trying to be hardcore and stuff.
Like, G-Eazy.
Yeah.
A rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Who I still don't like, even though I know he had a tough life and grew up in Oakland.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a really good movie. I dug it a lot. And then there's some, like throughout the plot, I don't want to spoil anything, so I won't go into that.
Who's Janina Gavankar?
She's, like, his ex.
Okay.
So she, they get into it in the movie I won't mm-hmm. describe, but, like, you find out why he was in jail in the first place and what was going on there.
Her stock seems to be rising right now, too.
Yeah.
Going from, like, the L word and the league to major movies that I think people are talking about. Best of the year.
Yeah, yeah. But, I really recommend this movie. I think it's worth seeing. I liked it a lot. Didn't have that many high expectations, but, like, I saw it getting good reviews. So I want to check this out. I was like, oh, I love this movie. Pretty good. So.
You're on a kick for, like, really good movies lately.
Yeah, I've been seeing really good movies. I'm like
Eighth Grade.
I'm surprised, like, they're as good as, like, I see the review well. I'm like, I'm going to check this out.
Crazy
Rich
Asians.
I love these movies.
I didn't get started with Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy Rich Asians.
That really kicked off my, like, oh,
Eighth Grade.
These are all, like,
what
really
was the
great
other one?
Movies.
You saw one, like, last week. You saw two last week, I think. Eighth Grade and something else.
Where
I was like, damn. Like, oh,
did I see something else?
No, I think maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
I don't know.
Oh, no. I think it was just Crazy Rich Asians, 8th Grade, Rich and Blindspotting.
Yeah, those are the three movies.
Well, I got one. I beat one this week.
I give that one 8, though, obviously.
Okay.
Amazing.
Speaking of 8, I saw Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8!
I liked it. Found it to be a little bit of a cop-out with the number 8, though. They should have called it Ocean's 7.
Yeah.
And then, like, the big reveal.
So that's what I was trying to... You were describing the movie, you're like, yeah. I counted them! And I was like, yeah, they just spoiled it. They spoiled it themselves.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Because, like, they don't reveal her to be the 8th until, like, the last...
Yeah.
Second.
I was like, that seemed weird. I was like, okay.
And I was really hoping that they would show Danny Ocean at the end.
Yeah. I kind of felt like he was going to cameo.
I was surprised that they didn't.
I think there was a cut Matt Damon cameo somewhere in there.
Yeah.
With all that, like, Me Too stuff was going on, where he was saying, like, something.
He was like, people need to stop being so sensitive.
Yeah. And then I think that's why it was cut. I don't know if they ever filmed it or...
I think they did film it.
I think they did film it. And they cut it. But they did have, like...
They had the Asian dude, which was spoiled for me by Awkwafina.
Yeah.
And then they had the old guy, but not the old guy. They had, like, the other old guy.
Yes. They didn't have Carl Reiner.
They had
Ross's dad from Friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, she spoiled it. I was like, I didn't want to... I guess I got to tell you because she spoiled it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, that was shocking. I didn't think he... I was like, that was...
That was a weird one.
Very unexpected.
Well, because she's like, women, 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 women. And then, like, the most important person in my eyes.
Yeah, he kind of did everything. Like, so that's kind of weird, too.
It's him.
He kind of saved them all.
Yeah. Yeah, good movie, though.
Yeah, I think it's one of the better Ocean's movies.
Yeah. I'll definitely say that. So I'll probably say it second after Ocean's 11.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mainly because Ocean's 11, I feel like, is responsible for... Ocean's 8 even coming out?
Yeah. there was a lot of, like, on, like, a catapulting off that movie, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, it starts the same way, almost.
Yeah.
Like, very, very, very much like almost a reboot, remake, sequel.
I was curious about Kate Blanchett's relationship with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. I feel like they were playing that way.
Like that.
There's something going on, right?
There was something, like, they had, maybe...
I think so.
The past?
I think they were kind of doing that, but, like, not all the way. It was weird.
And it's weird because Sandra Bullock looked worse in this movie than she did in real life. She looked like, I don't know, something. Huh. It looked like too much plastic surgery or something in this movie.
Huh.
In real life, she looks way better.
Yeah. Huh. Weird.
And then, but yeah, it was really good. I could probably give it like a 6. Was that too low?
No, I think that's what I gave it.
Okay.
I think that's what I...
It just seemed kind of... I don't know.
Yeah, there were moments... Like, I liked it mostly... I don't know, when it got towards the end, I feel like it should have been either more complex... I don't know, something...
Or, like, more should have gone wrong.
More should have gone wrong. There's something off about how the ending... Towards the ending of the movie. That, like, when she joins the team, and I was like, what's going on? I was just trying to figure out what was happening.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like... They were just trying to confuse me more than like finish the movie. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Something weird. I saw a movie, Mission Impossible Fallout.
Did it live up to being like the best Mission Impossible movie?
The best, but like...
I heard it was like one big action scene.
Yeah. It was cool in that aspect. Like, Tom Cruise is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to see Tom Cruise do some crazy stuff, it's like, yeah, it's kind of like one after the other after the other. I feel it's like...
Did you see when he broke his ankle? Could you tell?
Yeah. Yeah. Because he, like, runs into the... It's in the trailer. He runs into the building, and then he's just, like, limping off, kind of running. But yeah, he's a crazy person. I feel like it was, like...
In the best and worst way.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, a Scientologist.
True.
He's a crazy person. He's also...
True. Yeah, so, like, it is kind of like...
Dedicated to
they that. Got like three big action set pieces in this movie that could be you only need like one in the movie, but it's like one after the other, and it's like, this is pretty nuts.
Yeah.
So, and it looked great.
Did they play the song from the first trailer?
No, I wish. I was waiting for it. They don't do that.
That's the one thing that would have gotten me to go to the theater.
I wish they kept playing that song in this last the trailer, because I've seen the other trailer more than I saw that first trailer.
Yeah, and I thought I saw the first trailer a billion times.
Yeah, I've seen that trailer
after
so many times.
Saw the second trailer, I was like, I missed the first trailer
because
it doesn't play the
I wish they did that, But yeah, it's kind of, I would guess, I would say it's the best Mission Impossible. Like, I'm not super deep into these movies. Like, they're okay. I don't really know the storylines that well. And it seemed like, I thought I'd be, oh, I'll go into this movie not remembering much about the other movies. And I was like, whoa, there's a lot about the other movies that you should probably know watching this movie.
That's like, my cousin saw it this week too, and that's what he said.
Yeah, I was like, I thought I would, oh, they're kind of like separated, but I was like, no, there's a lot of plot points. If you don't know those other movies, you're confused. So, yeah, it looked great. The action was really good. It had all the Mission Impossible tropes kind of thing, like the message. It's like, oh, your mission, if you choose to accept it, the self-destruct, whatever. They do the face swapping thing, which they do in like all of them, I think. But I don't know. I found a lot of things predictable. I don't know if I was just looking for them.
You've gotten smarter.
I think I have.
I think you are Ethan Hunt. No.
Every little thing I saw, I was like, oh, I see that coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be this. And I was like, it kept happening. I was like, oh.
I think that's the worst thing to happen in a movie when you're watching it.
Yeah. Because I'm usually not predictable. Yeah. I'm usually not like that observant where I'm trying to predict it or I'm trying to do a certain thing. But these to me felt obvious. I was like, oh, this can happen, then this can happen, and they kept happening. I was like, oh, no, why did I do this like 3 or 4 times? And I was like, that kind of like hurt my enjoyment for some of the movies. Like, I found these things, and like, it felt so obvious to me. But yeah, it was like, if you like those movies, this is like one of those movies. If you like the Mission Impossible movies. So that was a lot of fun. It's like really well made, and it's just like a good story, and there's no like, and like some of those characters are fun, like Simon Pegg. Very enjoyable to watch. Really like them in these movies. So, yeah, enjoyable movie. So I'd probably give it a 6.
I watched Black Klansman. Spike which Lee. Was,
A Spike Lee joint.
Yeah.
As they say.
I'm trying to find the song. I really dug, like, every, like, they made this feel such a 70s movie.
Oh, yeah. I love when they do that.
I think it's this one. Yeah, they play this throughout the movie.
Oh, yeah? Times,
and I'm like, it felt like, I love that. It was such, like, a blaxploitation, like, true to the style.
I love that.
Maybe it's this one. Oh, this is the one. Like, it felt like so true to the style.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was just great. Like, I don't know how to. It's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
About a black cop in Colorado Springs who infiltrates the local Ku Klux Klan chapter with the aid of a white cop because he's trying to make his way, and they put him in the filing room, and he's still facing adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, then he's like, nope, and they put him on drugs, and he then gets put on intelligence, and on his first call. He calls the KKK and gives them his real name. And they're like, do you realize what you just did? And that's Adam Driver's character. And so he presents the case. He's like, I think we can infiltrate the local KKK chapter. I just need a white officer to pretend to be, like, use my name and go in and infiltrate. So it's like, but I'll do all the talking, because he's like, I know how to talk in, like, the King's English and also, like, jive. Tritton, like, of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just like suspense and intensity, and there's like this fat KKK member who's really funny
because
he just laughs really weird and is just an idiot. And then there's like this really intense KKK guy who's married to like this woman, and that's weird. And then there's like the main boss KKK guy, and then he at the same time he's calling David Duke.
Yeah.
Who was like the Grand Wizard at the time, who's now trying to like run for Senate and stuff, which is very scary. And then there's a lot of similarities. They talk about like things, and they're like, well, like David Duke's trying to legitimize the KKK by using these things. And you're like, oh, that's very real world. because this is all made after Trump became president.
Yeah, it's like, and still then, happening stuff.
And then they end it with very intense footage from the Charlottesville riots, which I guess is kind of a spoiler, but they talk about it in the news. I saw an article about it before mm-hmm. the movie even came out, so if you could consider that a spoiler, screw you. But yeah, I found it to be very intense. And like at the same time, he's like dating this girl who's in the local black students chapter in Colorado. So, and that's Liz from
Spider-Man Homecoming.
So it's weird. She like seems so much more grown up in this movie.
Yeah.
Like it's weird. How
apparently she's like 30 or something. Yeah. She's like a lot older than I thought. And, I was like, oh, she's in Homecoming. They're all like,
they're all like 18 year olds.
Yeah. And most of that movie is, so I think she's like the only one that's not
yeah.
the whole movie.
So yeah, good. Really good. I give it an 8.
Sweet.
Also, during this movie, I got a small icy, a Coke icy, and I asked for 2 shots of Jim Beam.
Oh.
And then I put it in my Coke icy.
Oh, okay. I was like, and they did it for me.
No, they won't do that.
Yeah.
I even asked the girl, I was like, is that something people have done? And she's like, I can't tell you that. And I can't do it for you.
So you can get shots there?
Or in the VIP theater.
Oh, VIP, okay.
So I did 2 shots, and she's like, but I can't give you 2 shots. Like, you have to get a splash or something. I was like, I'll get a splash of Coke. And then, yeah.
Oh, you can't even get shots. You have to get a splash of something. How much is a splash?
I have no idea. I didn't look at the bill.
What does it come in? Like a tiny...
Just a little plastic cup.
Okay. That's funny.
So I was like... Because it was like 10 at night, and I was like, what else am I going to
do?
Yeah,
why not? You got couple hours.
Well, yeah, and I saw it with Mylan, and Mylan's like, oh, I might get a drink, and she doesn't drink at all, and I was like, you know, you can get like an icy or something. She's like, oh, I'll just get an icy. I was like, I'm going to get an icy with 2 shots of whiskey.
Nice.
It was crazy how packed that theater was, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's weird. It just came out, right?
It came out that weekend.
Yeah.
But it was like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that is.
And Cinemia drop support for Fandango, so you can only buy tickets through
their own thing,
Atom or movietickets.com. apparently. You can't even buy it through like regal.com.
I wonder what happened there.
Yeah, let's see. I wonder if they'll let me, or if they're gonna be like, you already used all your tickets. I don't know. But yeah. It was awesome. I also watched Dark Tourist on TV on Netflix. I finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very interesting. Last episode they talk about Charles Manson and stuff, and pretty crazy. This guy's kind of intense. I don't know. He seems like an idiot. Because he went to I think it was Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh yeah, you can just go to a gun range and like, rumor has it, they'll let you shoot animals. So the guy's like, oh, well, how about like a cow? And the guy's like, yeah, okay. We'll bring you a cow. So they bring out like a live cow.
Yeah.
And he's holding the gun at it. And he's like, I can't do it. And like all these people he's with from like England or Australia or something are like, no, we can't do it either.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah, why did he do that?
He's like, I just wanted to see it. He's like, it's rumors that they have.
Yeah.
That they'll bring out. Like, you can like, shoot a cow at a rocket launcher. And he's like, yeah, it's true, I guess.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So he just like lets the cow go. And I'm like, you know, someone else is just going to shoot it.
Yeah. They're just going to bring it back.
$400. What do you pay $400 to shoot a cow? Seems like a lot of money.
No, that does seem like a lot of money.
And then I asked my coworker that. And he's like, are people going to like eat it afterwards? I was like, probably not. If you shoot a rocket launcher at it.
Yeah. I don't think you can eat that. That is messed up, man.
Or like shoot it with a machine gun. Like you're going to just like put
bullets over. Why do you have to shoot something alive? I don't understand. I just like to shoot a rocket launcher.
Well, what if it was like a chicken?
Why do I have to shoot something alive?
I don't know. No, you don't have to shoot something alive. You can just shoot a gun at like a target.
Yeah.
But people have the desire to shoot living things.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like hunting maybe, but like, and then eating.
I think to practice, like on chicken, I think it's practice because they're like moving around. Like they do it in SWAT, remember?
Yeah. I guess. Just seems crazy.
know, just seems excessive.
A little too much, yeah.
Yeah, that was and then he goes and hangs out with like these. He goes to interview this Charles Manson fans, and it's while Charles Manson dies, and he talks to the guy who like Charles Manson left everything to, and that guy's kind of weird. And they're like, "Well, you just like people exaggerate how much of a influence he had on the people who like murdered the Manson family." He's like, "Well," and he's like, "You know, they call them the Manson family." He's like, "They could have called them whatever they want." Is what they like. Okay, these guys are crazy.
Wow.
One of the guys is a stoner, and they call him Stoner, and he just posts videos about Charles Manson and smokes weed all the time. It's so strange.
I'd be very uncomfortable to be making that like show and be around those people.
Yeah, like you can see that sometimes that he's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our discussion next week. Fantasy Island Fantasy. Anything you want can come true, Mike, but it might have some bad consequences.
All right. I don't know how to pick the right one.
You want me to go with mine?
So I just, I'd do some like time travel kind of thing. I'd probably go to like the Old West or something. I think it'd be cool.
Where you get killed right away.
Probably get killed, but like, I was going to do research on how the show works.
Yeah, I did.
And how
I was
dire.
Going to too, and I didn't.
And I never did that. So yeah. I don't know the dire consequence for me. I'm assuming I won't get killed on Fantasy Island. But maybe I'll just learn something while I'm there. And it could be more than
that.
I
the
thought.
Wild West wasn't that fun. And
probably not that fun. And
people
I'd get
got raped
sent
and
to jail and stuff.
Did
and
horrible things all the time.
Get a disease. But yeah. I think it'd be fun to check out.
Mine would be for Mixology to continue as a series and for me to be a series regular on Mixology.
Whoa.
Is that too much?
Whoa. No. You can do anything.
Yeah.
It's Fantasy Island.
What's the worst that could happen on me being on Mixology?
Get canceled.
No, I said for it to go on forever.
Oh, forever.
Forever. I'm a series regular.
Would the show, how does that show function after the first season?
That's not my, I don't have to figure that out.
It's just going to keep going on.
It's just like the longest night of my
life. Yeah, what if it just keeps going to that night and it's like a minute by minute.
Oh, God.
Recollection of that. And then they have to do flashbacks and like, we can't end it.
That's the thing.
Can't end
there
the night.
There were a lot of flashbacks.
There were a lot of flashbacks. That's how it exists because in real time, I don't think it's as long as they were in that place.
Yeah.
Because they keep going back to the same part with different characters. So I miss that show, actually.
Yeah.
Thinking about it. It's like, that was interesting. I like that. They go back to the same spot. I don't really have a show like that.
Next week, what are your qualifications for best popular film for the new Oscar category?
Are we going to get the real answer before?
Probably not. I don't think the Oscar or the Academy wears that fast.
Okay. That makes sense.
And this is actually like 2 weeks from now because I'm going to be gone next week.
Oh, yeah. True. True.
And on Netflix, Adventures in Public Land or Public School, Hostiles, The 100, Season 5. Thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies and Now, and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.